Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Hi, my name's Stephanie. I'm calling from Jew City Savings Bank in Connecticut. The zip code here is 06351. And I do apologize. I won't be able to give you anything that will tie to an account. My customer here sitting with me had a fraudulent transaction that came through via your services.
Okay, would you be able to put her on the line?
I'm sorry?
Would you be able to put her on the line?
Oh, yeah, she's sitting right next to me. 1 second.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Destiny with customer support. May I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
I'm sorry. It's kind of loud here. Say that again, please.
Okay, may I have
Hello?
Your zip code?
My zip code is 06351.
Can I have your first and last name?
Elaine Romano.
I'm still here. Just hold one moment. Okay, and that was 06351.
I'm sorry?
Your zip code was 06351.
06351.
What's your I'm sorry, will you spell your first name?
Elaine.
Let me spell that last name.
Romano.
Okay, I'm still not pulling up anything by that. Where did you find our number?
I got a call from a fraud hotline and from the bank, and they said this was charged on July 19th. There were three charges, but only one from your establishment.
Okay, what's your phone number?
My phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Can the lady at the bank continue this?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Stephanie again. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Okay, so what do we need?
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything about her first and last name nor the zip code. I was asking for her phone number.
There wouldn't be anything in your guys' system. She has no idea what your company is. She's never heard of it before. I'm thinking maybe it was just a typo on someone's end that her card just somehow got pushed through with a transaction, but it wasn't her.
Okay, what's the first six and last four numbers of her card?
And the last four of the card?
And the first six.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that first bit.
The first six numbers of the card and the last four numbers of the card.
Sure, it's 542538.
Okay, so that was 542538. And the last four.
2746.
That was 2746, right?
4-6, yes.
Okay, I did locate an account. Is there anyone else in her? Well, what's the expiration date? Let me be sure that's the correct account.
10/23.
Just hold one moment.
Yeah, no worries.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
My system is moving very slow, just...
That's all right. We have texting service right now. That's why it's so hard for us to hear you. I get it. Every time it goes down, it's like, really?
Okay, so I did locate an account. Is there anyone else in her household that the account could be under?
Elaine, do you have anyone at your house that could have taken your card to register for this?
No, Elaine lives alone.
Okay, what's her address?
I have a 28 Leha Ave, L-E-H-A.
Does she have a different address other than that one?
No, that's the only address she has.
Hey, does she know Elisa Holmes?
I'm sorry, what was the last name?
Holmes.
Let me find out. One moment. No, she doesn't recognize the name at all.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, so she's saying that she do not know Elisa Holmes at all.
No, she has no idea who it is.
Okay, so the email we have on file is linjust@aol.com. Does that sound familiar to her?
Just to confirm, it was L as in lion, I-N-J-U-S-T at AOL?
That's correct.
Oh, okay, one moment while I ask. No, she doesn't recognize the email at all.
And the phone number, 917-952-2731.
No, ma'am. The area code for Connecticut's 860.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Yeah, not a problem. She said, sure.
And I am still here, just hold one moment.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate all your help.
Thank you. I'm saying surprised to be
and I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Yeah, no worries, thank you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is get you transferred over. Well, get y'all transferred over to the fraud department. What I'm going to do is gather up information so I can get y'all transferred over to fraud.
Awesome. Thank you much.
No, I'm still here. Just one moment.
Thank you. No worries.
Hey, John. When you have a sec, would you mind grabbing me the pen pad so I can get the debit card going at least? Thank you.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment. I do apologize about that. Wait.
No, no worries. I appreciate all the help. Like I said, no problem. You do whatever you got to do.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Excuse me for one moment.
If you want to use the same PIN number you can, that part was not compromised. You don't even store your PIN number. You're going to enter your PIN just to be that you do it.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so I want to go ahead and get you transferred over. Just stay on the line, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.